Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
Hey Nick, have you started your Christmas shopping?
No.
Well, you might want to start now. And I'm sort of joking, but also not joking. We are in the midst of significant global supply chain challenges, and it has the potential to put a real damper on the holiday shopping season. There is a combination of labor shortages, which I think we're all familiar with, COVID shutdowns, and then the holiday seasonal rise in demand has started early, and all of this has created sort of a perfect storm for shipping issues.
Oh boy.
One of the biggest bottlenecks is occurring at two of the largest ports in the country, Los Angeles and Long Beach. Now, normally there are no ships waiting to access the ports, but right now there are a record 44 container ships. They are just anchored and sitting in the ocean, waiting for their turn to dock and unload.
Oh, wow.
And the average time that they're waiting is 8 days.
Ooh.
So they go from not usually having to wait at all, and now they're waiting for 8 days.
Yeah.
So these delays in shipping are leading to huge spikes in transportation costs. Right now, it's about $8,400 to ship a 40-foot container from the east to west route, and that's up 50% just in the last 4 months, and that's 360% more over just a year ago. I mean, it is staggering.
That's crazy. Many of these containers are carrying promotional items that small businesses rely on to market their goods and services.
That's right. Promotional products and services have been really negatively affected. But also sporting good, clothing, so Adidas, the Nikes, and then toys. Hasbro has announced that they're having trouble shipping things in time for the holiday season. And I've read where companies are shifting to buying more Made in America products, which is great, but there are certain things, especially like electronics, that just can't be made outside of China at a price point that U.S. consumers are willing to pay. But also, even items that are made locally are having trouble because they often rely on materials from outside of the U.S. in order to be produced.
So what you're saying is if I see something right now, I should go ahead and buy it.
I mean, I would. I just think that luck will favor the planners this year.
Well, maybe this year's shopping season motto should be shop local and shop early.
Most definitely. So if you see something on a shelf, I'd snag it now. Inventories are just fluctuating so greatly, so I would just grab it if you see it.
All right. Well, good to know. So I know this is a really busy weekend in the area, let's go ahead and get right into the schedule.
Sure. Before we jump into the calendar, I do want to give people a heads up. Bosses Day is about a month away. It is Saturday, October 16th, so if you have a boss you're celebrating, maybe start planning now. Email your coworker, start collecting donations, order that gift. You just don't want this day to sneak up on you. And just a side note, I am the boss to zero people. But if you don't have a boss and you want a reason to celebrate Bosses Day, hit me up. You can get me stuff. I think one of the nicest things you can do for a boss is express how much their presence in your life makes a difference. And I know that can be uncomfortable, but I just think a thoughtful sentiment shared at the right time can be one of the most memorable gifts bosses can receive.
You hear that, weekly staff? October the 16th.
No pressure.
All right. So what's on the calendar, Jess?
The weather looks phenomenal, and you're going to want to plan to spend some time outside. This weekend is Shiloh Homecoming. It kicks off Friday night from 5 until 11 p.m. in the community park. There will be rides, a Civil War display, live music, and then the fireworks begin at 9. Saturday, the festivities begin at 3 p.m. There's a vendor fair, rides, food, and games, and then there'll be live music. And then at 5 p.m., there's a 9/11 memorial ceremony. So I'll put the link to that in the show notes.
Okay.
So in O'Fallon, on Saturday, we have a lot going on. Vine Street Market opens at 8. Live music begins at 9. But after you hit up the market, you'll want to head west down First Street and spend some time at Bacon Fest.
Bacon Fest.
Bacon Fest is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the VFW in downtown. Listen to this, Nick. They're planning on bacon-wrapped hot dogs, nachos, BLT wraps. They've got pies, cookies, fudge, waffles, and bacon kebabs. If you have never been to Bacon Fest, the street festival atmosphere is really fun. And also, they have bacon.
It's bacon!
All right.
The VFW also has a 9/11 remembrance ceremony planned for 10 a.m. at the flagpole outside the V, so I'll put links to that in the show notes.
Okay.
Also this Saturday is the Metro East Marching Classic. You know we're big fans of the high school Marching Panthers, and their season kicks off this Saturday at 2 p.m. right here in O'Fallon. There will be 19 bands competing in 4 classes, and then the Marching Panthers will have 2 exhibition performances. The public is invited to attend, so I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
All right.
And finally, The city's Parks and Rec Department is hosting a Touch a Truck event in the community park from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This event is always a big hit with younger kids. They'll have farm equipment, a race car, fire trucks, ambulances, and more. Now, our son is older now, but when he was little, we would attend this event, and my normally quiet kid, you know how shy he can be, he was full of questions. Mom, what's that? What's that? It got to the point where, so his name is Ryan, but we would call him Wyan because he had so many questions at the Touch a Truck event. So is this something that you think your kiddo would be interested in?
You know, we took Max to one of these a couple of years back when he was smaller, and he seemed to enjoy it. And I was just thinking as you were talking about this that this might be a good thing for me to do on Saturday morning with him.
I think he is the perfect age to really embrace all the big machinery. So, and then a heads up. Ladies Night is being hosted by Courage and Grace and the McKendree Metro Recplex on Thursday, September 23rd. Courage and Grace is a do-it-yourself design studio in the downtown district where you can paint your own home decor. Mm-hmm. Jen and her crew are incredibly talented and their workshops are so much fun. So I'm excited that they're partnering with the Recplex and hosting this Ladies Night. Tickets are available for $40, and that includes the sign or project of your choice, along with snacks, a drink, and then they're going to have other vendors you'll be able to shop. So again, that's on Thursday, September 23rd, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Geez, that is a busy schedule. Mm-hmm. But you also mentioned like three different local shopping vendor fairs where people can buy gifts. So maybe shop those and don't even worry about the shipping problems we talked about earlier.
There you go. I like that. Circle back there. See? Boom. Shop local, shop early. You heard it from Nick.
There you go. Well, on that note, I've got to get rolling.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.